Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My wedding dress is gathering dust in the basement, but my ass is forever, Gino.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
And another classic quote added to the canon. Ass is forever.
Ass is forever.
It is. It really is.
It really is forever and ever, forever, ever.
Forever, ever.
Y'all,
this is reality, guys.
That is Poodle screaming at you on the mic, and this is Maddie screaming at you on this mic.
like a bullhorn.
This is the
like
90
Mars
Day
Attacks.
Yeah. I've never seen that movie. It looks scary.
It's not scary. It's By not. The way, you're really alone on an island with having never seen Braveheart.
Oh, I know it. I know. But now I can't because he's a terrible piece of shit.
I know. You can't. No, you can't watch it. You can't. The time has passed.
Yeah.
You just have to live. I think you're fine living without it. But there was a time where people were seeing that movie like 4 and 5 times over. Like there was
that's where I know. But now, I mean, I guess if somebody owned a DVD, I put it in a DVD player.
You can't watch it.
I just don't want to do anything that's going to give him money for that.
I agree with you.
It's passed. It's fine.
It just is. It's one of those movies. It's like when someone says they've never seen any of the Star Wars movies, and I say, you've actually had to avoid that.
We had a friend who had not seen any of them.
That's
and ended up marrying someone who is a Star Wars fanatic.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she's seen them now.
They're divorced now. No, they're not.
They're together. They're happily married. And they watch them together, and it's a very happy thing. Don't say that about her. That's a good friend. Lord, you don't know your power, witchy.
Oh, my
People
God.
Are moving out. If you what can't if say that. You cannot You're, say those things.
I can't make really inappropriate jokes anymore because it might happen.
Yes.
Because of my witch powers.
Yes.
We already did introduce ourselves. We're trying to get better about that. We've decided that like we just take this way too casually, and sometimes some people we get new listeners are like, "Who the fuck are these?"
Like
queens?
We've been doing a lot of collabs lately, and we just did the one with Ellen and Joey, but then we also even Brandy and
Brandy
they
and Julie.
They were so much more professional than
they
we were.
They were so much more. They were like editing and they're like, welcome to this show. And we're like, we just press the button and start. So,
and I just start talking about how I'm comfortable.
We're trying to be better. We're even for our video people watching this on the what tier is that called?
Video people.
Smorgasbord.
The smorgasbord tier video of RG people. Plus.
People who live in the video.
We're going to be changing up our background next month. Get ready.
We are.
How
we're sitting when we're together. This will be the same background when
we're
remote.
I've decided I'm just going to hire. Can we just hire people to come in and do it and we watch them? Because otherwise it'll never get done. What if it's men in tight shirts who just move things around and you tell them, and then once everything is moved into place, I leave, but the men stay and you do what you want?
I like that plan.
Okay.
Especially the part about you leaving.
That's fine. I don't want to be there. I don't want to be there.
It's not fit for man nor beast.
To what
goes on there. No one should see it.
No one should see
except
it.
Except for paid Piano Cat 77 subscribed listeners.
Yes, exactly.
Some sick fucks.
Exactly. If you want to be a subscriber and support our show, or if you want this show that you're listening to, if you're listening on the public feed and you want it commercial free, you can
for your pleasure.
Yes, RG Plus. There's the $5, $8, and $50 tiers. But fifteen, not fifty. What could we possibly add to a $50 tier?
I think I would have to show my nipples. Which for $50, y'all, that's fine.
That's fine. You
they're
do.
They're nice.
Great. great. Anyway, go to patreon.com/realitygaze, or you can go to our supercast.
I already show my shoulders.
Ooh. It's all in our link tree on our social media, our realitygaze.com, where you can find all that information. Or you can just use Apple subscriptions, and we never know who the fuck you are. But you
which
just
is
subscribe.
Fine.
Which is also fine. We love Apple
which
subscriptions.
Which is fine.
Anyway, but you can watch us do this, or you can get it ad-free. There you go. Okay.
We're on tour soon.
Oh, I had to take a break. Doing what? I was like, what are we doing? What?
Month of April and May are going to be us on the road. Fucking every possible person we can. Well, that's me anyway.
That's you. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm on prep. I got some doxy. We'll see. It's April, May.
Am I gonna have to make you do it? Am I gonna have to like just force you?
I just don't want to like meet somebody up and like just I don't want if I have another guy call me whole, I just can't do that anymore.
Jesus.
I want to have an affair the old fashioned way. I want to meet at the hotel bar at the lobby of the Biltmore, and I'm sitting there and he comes over and he's busy on a work trip and he's got a busy work meeting tomorrow morning, and but he sees me, he comes over and says
whole.
No. No, you ruined it. I'm not even telling
you. You are whole.
You just ruined it. You brought me back to men I've dated. Fine.
Listen. None of that exists anymore. It's Grindr or Snippies or nothing or Armchair or whatever the apps are.
Whatever.
That's what you got to deal with. Suck it. And that's an app.
Suck it. That's an app. We're actually, you said April, May, but we're on tour April, May, and June.
And June, sorry, yes.
Cities that are still going to be announced, we hope by the mid-March, Charlotte, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Denver, Seattle, and Austin, we hope are coming soon. So yeah.
We're talking about it tomorrow.
This. All right, everybody. So we have some breaking. We're doing this episode on Friday. This is a breaking, or Thursday. Breaking 90-day news. We have a 90-day divorce coming, looming. And actually, someone you met.
Someone I met, and they seemed very happy.
Y'all, Gabe and Isabel.
Gabe and Isabel are donezo.
They're donezo. Gabe announced on his YouTube. And I say this because we don't normally cover news, but we need to say things because y'all are going to send it. So we know. I love that.
I do love that people send us things. It is very kind. Does when we get 45 DMs, that's
but they don't know. But how would anybody know?
They don't.
You know, It's like that really hot guy on Scruff who gets like all these woofs. He gets like 200 woofs a day.
It's hard.
You do not get 200 woofs a day.
A week.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's so...
Heavy is the head that wears the crown. Is the head that I give who wears the crown.
Yeah, that's more like it. That's more like it.
I don't get 200 a week or 200 a month. Yeah.
So on March 23rd, Jake is making me go to this fucking show to meet all you people. So
you can meet me on March 17th or 16th. It's one of those dates. It's on the Indiegogo.
Oh, great. That's
just
what I'm going to have
myself.
That's what I'm going to have my birthday party.
You can do it across the street, too. Yeah.
Poodle can't come. He's busy. No, but y'all, the Seagull, the show that Jake
Seagull
did.
Seagull
song, sorry. You always just said Seagull, so it's in my head.
Yeah.
Anyway, something we're very proud of that Poodle has done, so you can support that Indiegogo.
We're all very proud.
And I will be there, and hopefully
we'll
see some of you there, too.
Yes. That's a perk on our Indiegogo campaign. It's in our link tree. There's also, you can donate any amount of money you want to. It's, again... I say, none of this money is going to me. This is to put up the production and pay the actors, pay the designers, and pay for the space.
There you go.
And this is basically so I can see if the piece matches what I have in my head. Spoiler alert, it won't. But it'll see what I can see what I need to do. So that's very helpful for someone, a writer and creator. So
there you go.
Anyway, I'd love to see you there. Excited. There's some very personal things in this piece.
It's about a slut.
That's my other show.
Chekhov wrote a play about a slut.
About a syphilitic sex worker. That's the cherry orchard though.
That's it.
It was her name, Cherry, and her orchard.
Stop it.
Chekhov fans are dying right now because this is they're not many podcasts you can hit Russian theater jokes.
Yeah, Plain Jane would like it, I guess.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a very personal show for me, and I'm excited.
You write beautiful music, so
yeah. There's some really cool stuff. The woman who's singing the leads is singing the lead role is singing the fucking shit out of it.
Any of the actors hot? Any hot man?
You might like the guy, older guy.
Ooh, Daddy.
Yeah.
Daddy Seagull.
There's only two men in it. Other three women.
Okay. That's fine. Okay.
and the other man is young, very young. You're not your type. He's very charismatic though.
Well, fine. All right. Seeking Sister Wife.
No one's shirtless.
Oh, that's what I was hoping. Okay, fine. Yeah. Seeking Sister Wife, March 4th. It's coming. We're doing the pod. The first episode's going to be out, so you can try before you buy. And then it's going to jump to our cringe tier. That's our whole enchilada tier. And so you can get that there on RG Plus for the second installment. Yeah.
If you're unfamiliar with Seeking Sister Wife, it is one of the most special cringe reality shows that's been out in a while. It has an extremely devoted fan base. I highly, highly recommend you check out.
At least
you can kind of skip season one, although season one has some really like fucked up shit in it too. Season two is where the show hits its stride. And season three was also very good for different reasons. But season two, holy shit, with the thing with Roberta and Eric and Danielle in Mexico. Ah, it's so good.
How many seasons are there?
This is season four, so there are three previous seasons.
Okay.
The only two returning couples you need to know are Garrick and Danielle and the Davises, Nick and Carol and Carol and Carol.
Carol.
That's what Cara Perry and I called them. Carol, wow. Carol, and Carol. No city and Natasha, unfortunately.
There's
a lot of new people. A
lot of new people. So this is actually season five we'll be covering.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, I thought there might be more. Yeah, there's four seasons. So All right. That's on TLC. So you, if you want to watch that, you can catch up on Discovery Plus.
You will not be sorry. If you like anything cringe, especially it's polygamy based, it's a must watch for all Sister Wives fans, all cringe tier people. It is a must watch.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, ooh. Must listen. Our Scott Evans interview. Y'all, we had such a great time with Scott Evans, the host of Couple to Thruple and the host of Access Hollywood. Yes, he and Kit are best friends. I asked them because I love them both.
That's not true. He didn't say that.
He did say that.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I think you heard that in your head.
No, he said it. He said, don't you put anything about Scott Evans and Kit hosting together. They're a dynamic duo and I love them.
All right.
You were just trying to use your witch powers today to just start shit.
I do feel like starting shit. You know,
it's not happening. It's because you haven't.
I just want to walk around the city and start shit.
Get the fuck machine out, bitch, because I'm a white wizard and I'm going to stop you.
Ooh, my magic will stop your magic.
You shall not pass. All right. And I think not with Joey and Ellen. That dropped last week. And then 2 weeks ago, we had we were on Dumb Gay Podcast with Julie and Brandy talking about politics and a lot of great stuff with them.
We've been all over.
But let's finish this tell-all.
From show. Milan to Minsk. Rochelle. This is the second part of the part one of the tell-all. Let's jump in with Ashley and Manuel.
Ashley, do you think this storm was foreshadowing your relationship?
I think it was a good luck charm.
And then,
so full of shit.
Manuel's really come about with this Bruja witchcraft shit because now he's like, all her witchcraft is for good. So
it was,
he realized she's a good witch.
Spoiler alert. It was never an issue. We made it an issue at the beginning because it was a good way to get people in. This is editing and this is storyboard. And the funniest thing is if she could have just talked to him about it in a way that he didn't understand culturally, because like witches do bad things. She doesn't. It's all about energy for her. And that's kind of what she was trying to tell him, but they just couldn't agree on the word witch. Yeah, and it's just, it was absurd that at the end of the day.
Now, I do think something we all can agree on this podcast is sex magic. And Poodle, I would like to give you the floor and Ashley explains.
That's what they call me in college.
It goes sex magic.
You know it, boys.
What would you describe? Ashley says sex magic is like penis candles, and you can cover a candle with your partner's semen and use herbs. And what is sex magic for you?
Well, sex magic, first of all, is the third album by Piano Cat 77.
Ah, yes. Okay.
Didn't
know there's albums now,
it's
too.
It's a ska... a ska dance pop album. it's just mostly me going, ow, 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 meow, meow, fuck me now, meow, meow, ooh, ooh, fuck me now. I didn't say it was good.
I'm so sorry. I asked this.
It's way too many meows.
A lot of meows. Need more hissing, probably. Ow!
Stop. So yes, she says there's a penis candle. And she's like, and your partner puts his semen all wipes his semen all over it, and then you burn it. And everyone just kind of goes, huh?
And Manuel says, I don't want to talk about private things. And Sean Robinson says, oh, we do that on this show.
Basically saying, so she's like, I didn't want to do this either. In season three, they started giving me shit like this to say, and now there's no turning back.
Yeah, she's like, Matt Sharp took away my 401k and my pension unless I talk about semen on a candle. So I'm here. I just go to church directly after.
Right. I go to church and ask for a lot of forgiveness.
A lot of forgiveness.
You better shut the fuck up.
But yes.
That was funny when she, and you felt like she'd been wanting to say that for a long time.
For like years.
Do you know what I've had to deal with?
Yes, I would love for her to be like, are you new?
They had to talk about a woman's smell down there on a show. I had to endure that.
I had to ask a woman if her pussy smelled. I had to look at my pastor on Sunday after that. Prayers for Sean Robinson, y'all. It's not an easy job.
She's had to, and for someone too who doesn't have a very strong stomach when it comes to this, she's easy to offend. She's really went through some shit.
She has, yeah.
So we introduce a clip of them fucking in the bathroom. That doesn't even faze Sean Robinson at this point.
Oh yeah.
The most interesting thing was, I'm glad that they didn't make her mother and sister watch that. Manuel says there's a lot of ways to say to solve a problem, and this is one of the ones. This is one of the ways that we found that works.
That sounds like poodle
logic.
Explanation. Poodle logic. Yes.
Yeah. That was obviously done. That was a kind of a symbol of their relationship. And I think, I don't think anyone really wanted to wade in and talk about it because none of those people on that stage have any business saying anything about someone's communication.
No, speaking of, Rob is so stupid. When Sean asked the cast if any of them have done that, Rob says, "Well, I have. I mean, not with Sophie." I'm like, "Just say no, you idiot." Because then Sophie immediately goes, and she's got that look on her face.
You make her sound like Eliza Doolittle.
That is kind of, though, when she gets really upset. When she gets really upset, though, she's like, "No, you don't know. I don't know." Because her lips are plump so much, she can't really speak.
She's like her mom that way.
It's true.
So Stacy and Sienna, Ashley's mom and sister, come in. And what's interesting here is Sean says, "So, do you like Manuel now? Do you trust him now, really?" And she's just right out of the gate says, "Nope." And Ashley goes, "Mom."
She does say "Mom." It was funny.
Stacy did not come to play, and he's like, "Mom." Stacy's
Isn't
like,
"Isn't it ironic that her name is Stacy, but yet she's Ashley's mom?" So therefore, she can't be Stacy's mom, but she's Ashley's got it going mom. On.
There's a joke here, and I don't know where it is, but yeah.
No, I was really just kind of more thinking. I never really got that song. Everybody liked it, and I thought it was bad.
That was in the MILF era, where everyone wanted a MILF. Like, Stacy's mom was hot.
Oh, God, that makes me wish MILF Manor will come back.
No, that was a
one. Can you use that for your witch powers, please?
No, I'm not.
Please.
I'm not saying a word about that show.
Oh.
I'd wish it dead.
So, Stacy, now, but I'm glad that they bring this up because if you remember, you weren't as much, but I was really hard. I did not trust him because for the same reasons that it's just been a long season and I kind of forget. And y'all.
Also, you have zero trust in Ben right now.
That's true. Not just men, people. I don't trust people.
Especially men.
There's a couple of women too. But also though, he was, even my issues aside, like for the normal layperson, you weren't triggered by as much. And I honestly don't get it. But because a lot of people were like, he seems shady as fuck. And what I liked about this conversation is a lot. I was like Stacy's mom and sister because in her, I understand what she's saying. Not telling your children that you're coming over, it just felt so shady.
And so, like he was fleeing from something or hiding something.
Yeah.
But then once you actually find out a little more about him, you understand it better. Yeah, and it makes sense.
He's a very private person. He doesn't want to bother people with things. And he actually said, it's not that I didn't tell them I was leaving. It's just that we didn't know when it was going to be. And the embassy, there was a delay, a bunch of stuff that really isn't important, but and then he couldn't tell his kids.
He couldn't tell his kids.
I'll text them, and like 3 days later, they'll say, "Hey, mom was using my phone." So the thing is, what people are putting on him is they're putting on their set of circumstances, and that's when Jasmine said at the end, "You don't understand what poverty in Latin America is like."
Yeah, it's a different.
And I think that's what people. I think. I could see it just because it's not that I knew what his situation was like, but I could see someone from a very proud culture who doesn't want to talk about, doesn't want to bother people with what they are. But mm-hmm. And that's why it triggers him when she's got a fucking coffee maker right there, but she buys 4 cups of coffee a day, or her mother brings her a coffee. And he's thinking, and Jasmine said this, he's like, the way his brain works, he's wired, is to say, I feel guilty about that because someone else should be having that money.
Mm-hmm.
And it and but we're getting ahead of ourselves, but I just want to say, Stacey said, I don't want a grandchild from them. All they do is argue and have sex. And I said, that's pretty succinct. And it's that's kind of what we saw.
And at the time, she's worried that if he's going to, would he just leave my grandchild? I think that's a fair yeah. question to ask.
Yeah, yeah. And I think... later on, and the sister even says, I worry that he's not going to be the best husband to my sister. And Manuel says, when all this is said and done, Mom says, Stacy says again, but you know, when all this is said and done, we're going to have to pick up the pieces. And I wrote down, which they've done many times with many different men she's dated. And so oh, yeah. I understand why.
And I will say, I want to say you actually said the wrong phrase. Her mother actually said a really, I actually thought more beautiful phrase. And her mother said,
sorry.
Because you heard what you heard probably, or what Mother Poodle will say. I'll have to pick up. The mom actually said, and I will be there to help her pick up the pieces. Because that's a way more supportive stance of, I thought that was a lovely way of saying, that's what I do. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to be there for you.
I kind of write in dashes, so I was
no. I just bring that up because I think it talks about later that I think Ashley's mom has her dramatic moments, but down deep she seems like a reasonable person.
Yeah, but she's like a lot of Americans, and we are thinking from only our perspective. It's not like the rest of the world who deal with. There, especially if you're European, you deal with people who aren't like you a lot. Mm-hmm. It's for America, we just don't have that perspective. Mm-hmm. We don't put ourselves in the place of the person from another country. And we don't try to understand. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the big issues with America. And Manuel basically says to all this, and Ashley, just responding to Ashley, she's like, he's always been secretive. It makes me wonder if I know everything. And then maybe Manuel had said this before, maybe he hasn't, but he said, I have financial issues and I need to send money back to my kids. And if I tell her about this, she's going to get overwhelmed and stressed. And I said, that's completely fair.
That's very fair.
Think about it.
Yeah.
We can. And then he said, and then there will be more problems. Because that's what he wants. He wants less problems and less drama.
Mm-hmm.
And which he's, I would suppose that he's picked the wrong woman for that. But anyway, and then, so they're talking about, and Ashley says, sometimes we send money and mom tells her, you have some responsibility too, to know what we're sending, and you have to take responsibility. And Ashley goes, I didn't know. I don't have children. And I thought that was the most ridiculous thing to say.
And I was like, yeah, because the mom says, yeah, you need to be talking about what are my expectations as a wife. And I'm like, that's fair. But
you've heard of children. You know they're expensive. Yeah.
Yes.
And I can't believe that he did not say before they came, we'd have to send money back to my kids. I cannot imagine.
Actually, knowing him, I could tell her, I can't imagine, a part of me can't imagine that, but I could also see him not meaning in like lying to her, but again, just not wanting her to stress about it until he got there.
Yeah.
Like thinking why, because he operates from, let me tell you at the 11th hour so we deal with it then, so we're not dealing with it. So I could see him withholding that from her.
And then we find out that Stacy says, I don't want to be mean, but money is a problem because when they don't send enough money, sometimes she has to call me and I have to send his family money. And I was like, oh, holy Lord, what a mess this is.
It is a mess.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's QUINCE.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quince.com/realitygaze.
And so, and she actually, Stacey goes on to say, she's like, it's not that, and Manuel says, I know she's doing me a favor. She says, it's not about the money. It's about the stress of it and the communication that they don't have.
Yeah.
That's what's worrisome.
And then, she's basically saying, it's not about money. And he says, I know her mother's doing us a huge favor. And that's when they're talking about the coffee thing. And like, you call her spoiled. And the thing about the point that Stacey's making here is he is self-righteous. And that is his biggest flaw.
Mm-hmm.
Because he will kind of look down on her about it.
And I don't think this exonerates his – he is a secret keeper. And I think he is too – yes, what he's going through, but it feels extreme.
Yeah.
But yeah, he is self-righteous.
And he said, when I see Ashley buying coffee, when she has a coffee maker at home, I thought it was wasteful. And I felt, and he said, I grew up in a family where we always struggled. I was helping my mom by the time I was like, 5 and 6 years old. And it it bothers me. And Jasmine says, and this was Jasmine basically put on her therapist glasses, and that no one could say this. And Jasmine mm-hmm. says, I understand what he's talking about, because poverty, you talk about poverty in America. He's like, but Latin America and South America, poverty is real poverty. And mm-hmm. she said, sometimes they don't know eating. And she's like, eating is a privilege. And Stacy's face went, this is very different than I thought it was.
Yeah. She said he's never shared that at all. She's like, and I have
some
empathy.
He's too proud.
And I wrote, did we just solve this today, Sean Robinson?
Okay, we're keeping going. And then she's like, the way his brain is wired, there's always a lack of something in his house. And he feels guilty that any waste at all, because they lacked so much. And then Stacy said, that's a different perspective. And I went, did we just have a whole different moment of a complete epiphany on a tell-all?
I mean, she even takes his hand and said, it's not too much of a bother. You don't have to do this yourself.
He actually gets a little emotional and says, you don't understand. I don't want to be a bother to you. I don't want to, because to him, because of his pride, that's the one thing you can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, and this is, I said, this is a breakthrough brokered by Jasmine. Now put a pin in that, because she's going to lose her fucking mind in about 10 minutes
later. I actually, this makes me really excited to see them on Happily Ever After, because I don't think she has any idea about what his experience of poverty has been like.
No.
And he has no idea of what it's like to be a black woman in America.
Very true.
At all. Because that's not where he's from. And so I think I have hope for them, because I think they both genuinely love one another. But holy shit, I think they're a great anthropological study of what people have to work through to try to understand. And they don't really speak. Sissies have said her Spanish isn't great. I don't know.
Well, it's.
But they seem to be able to communicate.
She communicates. She understands her. Why I laugh about it is it's in Valley Girl accent.
Yes, it's. But no, I do bring it. Some sissies said it's not great. So hopefully they can at least communicate, because
it's not Clayton. Clayton, no. Who is very, very fluent. Yeah.
But they've got a lot. They've got a lot of road to hoe.
Did
to
you
build
see even
this.
Sophie? Because they lived in Mexico. Sophie spoke Spanish to Manuel, asking him about something.
Mm-hmm.
And then Annalie, of course, spoke Spanish.
That's because Americans are one of the only country that only learn one language.
We really don't want to.
Because we're,
it's
a problem.
Yeah, it's a problem. So later on, and after that, Stacy, they're leaving. And she's like, maybe there is hope for that grandbaby. And I was like, well, fuck. Jasmine just 180 that.
Get Sean Jasmine Robinson in just here. Left going, we did it, guys. Finally, 10 years.
they'll be fighting and fucking that tonight. But it may have unlocked something in her mom. That I was really happy about. Ashley's going to go back to being Ashley tomorrow.
If they decide to have children, that's where a lot of this is going to come up, because he's going to want to raise kids one way. She's going to want to raise her children, if they're in the U.S., who are black in the U.S., another. Like, there's going to be a lot of hardship for them if they have kids.
I agree.
Because they parent differently, I bet.
Yeah. I'm saying that their values are extremely different.
They are, yeah.
I don't see this lasting. I'm going to enjoy them on Happily Ever After. But when we get down to brass tacks, after the blooms fall off the rose a couple years, I think they'll realize that there's not a lot keeping them together, unless they have children.
And I
really hope they don't have children for a couple of years at least. Let's hope so.
Poodle, would you eat guinea pig? Would you?
I don't think I would. I do not love these viewers' questions. I don't like this segment.
This is a new thing.
I don't like the rabble being asked to be,
somebody named Millie in Nebraska got to ask a question. I don't know where they even found these people.
The first question, let me just tell you, the first question about Sophie, when you're in a relationship, how do you shut off your bi side? This isn't actually an offensive question.
Yeah, it
is. It implies bisexuals are raging sexual monsters who can't turn off their attraction, their unbearable attraction for either sex when they're in a relationship. But, and she said, Sophie handled it very well. She's like, but you know, if you're a man or woman in a relationship, it's just about loyalty. They just don't go fuck another woman. But I think the question basically said, like, these bisexuals, you got to watch them real close.
You know, someone said, Carl, I just submitted a question to that Sean Robinson
about them sneaky bisexuals.
I've been sneaky bisexual, kind of like your cousin Harvey. So I bet we're going to find out if he can really turn that off or not.
He was with the woman for a while, but the guy side took over.
Took over.
He was just cheating her with Wardell.
This is what happens when men do theater.
Yeah, that was an offensive question.
It was an offensive question. I agree. I wrote that as well. I was like, that's not good, 90 Day.
Yeah, I don't think we need. And then two other people from the UK chimed in who looked like cartoon characters.
They really did.
And they like, do you have your guinea pig? Again, I'm not here to say that it shouldn't be fun, but it felt like questions for sport, and the cast didn't. I mean, this is their real fucking lives. It felt like
it felt a little bit like watching a celebrity who doesn't really want to talk and wants to talk about these kind of inane questions, like a press junket. And they talk about guinea pig. Ashley did it. Annalie, she loves him, but she would never eat Clayton's. Clayton can't do it. Millie in Nebraska says, would you have a kid with someone besides your current 90 Day Fiance? Who the fuck is going to answer this on that couch?
It becomes
this weird thing of Nikki pointing to Jasmine. It's people that are never going to have this in real life. Rob, again, is the only one that was like, or Sam is the only one who's like, yeah, I'd fuck everybody here because I'm having sex now. I'm going to fuck anybody here. Woo! Got an alien? My dad will fuck him too.
It just felt a little exploitive. And not in the way that we enjoy.
Yeah, like when Sophie chose Yara, what was going to happen? That Yara walks into Sean Robinson and says, and now you're going to fuck her in front of us.
And Yara's like, yes, sure, let's Jovi, you're okay with me?
Jovi, I'm going to fuck Sophie, Jovi.
Yara, I want to watch that. Can I watch you make out with Sophie? Hey, man, she's just going to like bang this chick, okay?
I got to say, her Instagram, she's getting funnier and funnier on her Instagram.
Who, Yara?
Yara, she does like funny meme shit. It's funny.
They're
funny.
She's found her way to being an influencer. Some of them do it.
We're not doing a show in New Orleans. We tried.
Kim Bali is trying to do
business. I love her. I want to support her all that I can.
You're gonna wear your. I use this like this is for old age for older people who really.
I love this cleanser. This cleanser is for bomb. It's my super favorite cleanser. You just put a little bit in your hand like this. Here, and you rub your face, and
it's
then
great
look at
for
that.
Older aged people. Gretchen.
I want all the good things for Kim Bali.
I know.
I love her.
She's so.
We're not going to San Diego, but if we were,
I would have her.
Oh,
I've made a 180 on her. She's harmless.
Yeah, she's fun.
Let's talk about Gino and Jasmine. This started out really well, and like all of their scenes, turned into tears and fighting. And she became. We went from therapist Jasmine or Dr. Jasmine. To Mrs. Bitch. So
yeah, agreed.
We mentioned a little bit about the wedding dress, the money paying for the butt implants, and she's like, the only thing I regret is I didn't get bigger. That is the thing about Jasmine. She refuses to be shamed by anyone.
Love
it's my favorite part about her.
It is.
And she said, I'm going to take a pic of Sophie's and butt.
Gino that, even says, I like him big.
I like him big. And Gino says he is still upset about Dane paying for it, but he's forgiven her. And later on, they're talking about when you were mad at, I think Rob said this, when you were mad at Gino, you...
Rob says when you, he said, when you talk about your, he said, you're trying to say your ex, but you, that's basically, Rob says, he doesn't say it this way, but basically says, you weaponize your ex when you're mad, and you say, really? Because, of course, Rob really is going to the next men's rights conference. He's like, you say hurtful things, which he does. She says horrible things to him.
Yep.
And that's what Jasmine said. I say it because I'm a bitch, and I want to trigger him.
And you know what?
I have anger management issues.
That, the honesty there is staggering. Now, part of it is staggering because she knows it and she isn't. Maybe she's working on it. Let's hope she is.
I'm going to say, though, I got to call her. Jasmine said now for a while, I have anger management issues. Then we need to see you
taking action. Well, your therapy ain't no working.
Yeah. And Gino, that affects Gino's dick when she's mean to him.
It affects my ability for intimacy. And he brings that up so much. He's like, see, this what you're doing right here, that makes it harder for me to have sex with you.
He does say that.
And she says, well, Gino talks about his exes too. That's why I did it. So Jasmine is slowly starting to turn into her version of Mr. Hyde.
Mm-hmm. Because Sean even says, you said your biggest regret was not having sex with Dane.
Yeah. And y'all, you can see her. She's starting to twitch like the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
She's literally, it's like when a doctor will take off their glasses, or like in a porn movie, the nurse will take off their glasses. Jasmine is shaking. She so wants to lash out.
She does. Still, wow, you're still watching porn movies where the nurse takes off their glasses?
I gave that as an example. I don't watch porn movies with nurses anyway.
Not male nurses. They don't have Gay's Anatomy.
How has someone not made that? So then they bring up the lip gloss, and Jasmine's lips just get real tight. And she's like, what makes you so upset? She's like, it was fresh.
However, when they ask, she asks, I kind of agree with Jasmine a little bit, but when they ask, Gino says that he's had this car for 6.5 years before he met, and it's somebody else's lip gloss. When Sean said, does everyone here think that's plausible? Almost all of them raised their hands, except for Sam, who thought it was sketchy.
I think it's plausible. I agree.
I wanted to see the lip gloss too, because you know an old lip gloss. If it's an old lip gloss, I would want to, if it looked new.
So I believe him when he says, ever since, he even qualified, he's like, ever since I've been seeing you, there have been no women. I agree with that. I believe that. I don't think he would cheat on her. I think he's too afraid of her.
I think he's too afraid of her. Yeah, I do agree.
Also, he knows he will never get anyone better than that. And Gino lives in scarcity. That's true. Knows.
And he's right. He's right. And let's talk about what really just, I don't know, was just, it was just like a feather that lightly fell on top of the atomic bomb and pressed the button.
The bachelor party.
He
had strippers. And he said, and she said, but my divorce party, we had a stripper. And she's like, but it wasn't a fucking strip club.
Yeah, she's. What did she say? I didn't blank enter a strip club. I didn't fucking enter.
She did not go into a club.
So they showed the video of this.
Yeah, but do you know why? It's not. It has nothing to do with the stripper. It was the strip club because his ex worked there,
which is what we find out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
They show the video. And Poodle, I just want you to, this isn't a theater as much. This is just for people on the intimate portrait tier. I just want you to, I wish you had your Gino hat with you, or bald cap, but oh well. I just want to, I want you to recreate Gino's face as they're watching the video. And I'm going to be the video. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going back to zero.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. And I'm going to, my eyes are open to Gino.
And...
Wow. Wow.
I'm with a woman. I'm with a woman. A woman's dancing on a pole. Remember, Jazz was looking at you. Jazz was looking at you. I'm dancing.
Hey, those are some nice globes. She's a big girl.
She's upside down on you now. You got coochie in your face. Coochie in your face.
Oh, that's a bad girl. No, Jasmine's gonna hate this.
Gino.
I'm imagining Jasmine's face. I can see her coming for me in the dark. Oh no. Oh, but there are two big boobies in front of me. I like them big. I like the big globes.
Watching him watch that was one of the funniest things I've seen.
It was like this. He was, y'all, he did not know what to do.
It titillated him.
He was being filmed.
It titillated and terrified him.
Yeah. And
what did Clayton sit down? I will say, boy, Clayton showed that he's a fucking asshole.
Yeah. He's been a dick so far on the tell-all.
No, he laughed at her when she's upset and crying.
Yeah, he's been a dick. And at one point, Justin's like, well, what, did you go home and fuck the wife and have sex after? And she's like, she wasn't.
Yeah, because you have good energy. That's what Jeff Foxworthy does with me. We go to strippers and then fuck people.
You might be a Moldovan.
You might be, yes. Here is your sign.
What a country. It's like in the middle of Yakov Smirnov and
Jeff
Foxworthy.
Yes.
So, y'all. Then I don't know how they found this woman.
I don't know how it.
Now, live from Canton, Michigan, we have Daisy, which I'm pretty sure is not her name.
Shocker.
And I wrote down, stop this now.
I actually wrote, oh my God. And then I texted everybody on our team when I watched this. I was like, you guys.
I think they were trying to push Jasmine over the edge because this is when I went, this is a little cruel. Because they know Jasmine's going to get triggered. They know. And so they brought her in. She's like, yeah, he was way awkward. He came in and, he was a funny looking guy. He wouldn't take off his hat. But I was kind of, and I kind of looked at him and go, I had a, just short of my boobies. And, he tried to, and then y'all, Jasmine just starts
Jasmine's
screaming.
Going, and she just goes, and screams. And then she stands up and she says, I would have never married you if I had seen that, Gino. Never. And then she said, you'll never look at me that way, Gino.
Well, she's very upset.
I never feel desire, Gino. And they cut to Daisy, and she's just like, awkward.
Did I say something? You know, I got to go back on the pole in 10 minutes. So I got to take a, you know, you mind if I got to, and also I got to, I gotta take a crap, so I should go there now.
She's feeling a little full.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like, oh, I guess I touched a nerve there.
It's too much, and I enjoyed it.
She did say, you'll never compliment me that way. She's just, and everyone on stage is kind of like, how did we get here?
She walks away. She's crying. Barbie Nikki. Runs after her. Nikki runs after her.
Into Nikki's tulle.
But I got to say, like, Nikki does look pretty. The dress is too much, but the dress is beautiful. I think it's Oscars, not. But when she got up to, like, be serious and comfort her, and you see her just kind of floating, I was like, this is stupid. This is dumb.
It truly was a moment. When they brought out that stripper, I just said, first of all, this is when this tell-all became a circus. And it felt gotcha. And then the saddest thing is, I feel like they were trying to make Jasmine break. And I don't know. It was funny, but at the same time, I'm like, to what end?
And you're going to say it's not one of the better tell-alls you've seen in a long time?
I didn't say that. I can still have ethical issues. But ethics are a dime a dozen in this business.
Boy, they sure are. But tops are hard to find.
That's the fucking truth. Especially good ones.
Especially good ones.
Ugh.
All right, everybody. That's the show. What a great tell-all. I'm excited for part two.
Yeah, we only have two. We only have two this time. I think that's better.
Unlike what we're hearing for The Single Life, y'all. Well, I don't think we can announce yet.
Well, yeah, but remember, those are only 1 hour episodes.
It's true. This is true. All right. Okay, everybody, go to realitygaze.com. Go to our Linktree link. Go to realitygaze or patreon.com/realitygaze to find us for all things Maddie and Poodle, or just clowns, just gay. I wish people could Google gay clowns, and then we would come up.
I don't think you want to. Think you're going to find a subset of porn.
Really?
You don't wanna see. I've done it.
Not that you, I don't go, I wonder if I go to gayclowns.com. Oh, that site's not secure. Never mind. Don't go there. Don't
you're
go there.
Get spam.
You're going to get some 4chan shit. All right, everybody. We'll see you next time. Until then, we call these people. Oh, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Or we appreciate that very much. We call these people Lonely Hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yeah. And if you would known that I'm going on the poll in about 20 minutes because Shanice is in front of me.
Hey, Daisy, your kid's calling. He's sick again at school.
Brooklyn's sick. Another, you know, I got an original name for my kid. All right, I'm just going to go give a lap dance. I'm going to go drop some kids off at the pool. And I'll be there in two shakes of a lambs. Okay, bye.